Post-traumatic stress disorder has a wide range of damaging health effects, according to a new study of Australian veterans from the Vietnam War. In the past, it's been considered a psychological disorder, but now researchers have confirmed a greater link between mind and body. They hope the findings will change the way doctors deal with veterans of war. David Cody reports.
Decades after facing combat, many veterans of the Vietnam War are still suffering from their injuries. Even if they dodged a bullet, new research published in the Medical Journal of Australia finds in many cases, mental scars are leading to high rates of other potentially fatal illnesses. Miriam Dwyer is the CEO of the Gallipoli Medical Research Foundation.
4 times more likely to have had a heart attack in the past. Also were 3 times more likely to have suffered from sleep apnea and other sleep conditions. Also, what was really interesting was they were 2 to 3 times at a higher risk of suffering from gastrointestinal problems like irritable bowel syndrome, associated symptoms like reflux and stomach ulcers.
In research funded by the Queensland branch of the RSL, they looked at the health of 298 Australian Vietnam War veterans. 108 were confirmed as having PTSD.
Look, I think the combination of the psychological impact and the physical impact has a sense of just poor well-being. We are a full complement of all of our senses. And so when you're just genuinely feeling so unwell, it has an impact on the rest of your life and on the families of the veterans.
Are you hoping to change perceptions of mental illness as also a physical illness?
Absolutely. I think there's no doubt that the findings of this study lead us to believe that PTSD should be considered to be a full systemic disorder rather than just a mental health problem. And part of our research really is endeavouring to turn that research into action.
John Bale is the CEO and co-founder of Soldier On, an organisation focused on the physical and mental health of veterans of modern wars. He's seeing a similar correlation.
Sleep would be probably the biggest one. We see a real issue with sleep with veterans who have been impacted mentally. Also with eating habits as well and some issues with actually exercise.
He hopes studies like this improve the response of health professionals.
We need to do better for this generation, as you say, the modern veterans who have recently returned and still serve today, than we did for the veterans. And the sooner we can provide early intervention in a range of ways, we can make sure that these links between mental health and physical health can be significantly reduced and we can target both at the same time.
John Bale from Soldier On, ending David Cody's report.